We have Niles Sheena. How you doing, Niles?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. So if someone calls Window World and they're going to have someone come out to measure the windows and take a look, it's most likely in our area going to be you coming out to their house. Isn't that right?
That is absolutely correct. Yeah, we service the entire Metro Detroit area. We have about, I want to say, 6 or 7 counties down here, so odds are it's going to be us.
I like that. Odds are it's going to be us. May not
odds
be
are it's going to be you.
Now, Niles, you represent a family-run organization. Has the family increased a little bit? Did you recently experienced nuptials there? And
don't think I haven't been listening all morning, guys. I know you know I just got married.
Very good.
And you still sound happy. You haven't lost your optimism, so hopefully you got a good partner for life there.
Hey, Niles, stick around. We're going to go to break, buddy. I apologize. This is not our normal format, but we'll be right back with a whole hour of Window World ahead.
Thank you.
And of those many professionals you can find at theinsideoutsideguys.com is Window World. If you go to theinsideoutsideguys.com, click on Windows, you will see them there, all their contact information. They're a great company, and with us right now, we have Mr. Niles Sheena, who, if you call the local branch here, is most likely the guy going to be coming out to your house. So make sure you not give him any caffeine when he comes out, because he's already a bundle of energy. Niles, how are things at Window World, buddy?
They're going great, actually. Thanks for asking. We're just rocking and rolling here in the summer. We're lucky we're able to still get windows and doors in the fall. So a lot of people are really responding to that. So we're pretty happy about that.
Are you scheduling for fall right now?
So right now on most window orders, we're about 7 to 15 weeks out, unless there's anything crazy in terms of special requests or anything like that, right, with the products. I'm just very grateful about that. You know, everything's made here in America, in West Virginia, or Ohio. So we're able to get things really quickly, versus a lot of the competition that's booking out, in the winter, or even a lot of them are booking out till the spring, which is nuts to me. I mean, just crazy.
So you're not seeing the material delays that a lot of other companies are seeing.
We are still slower than we were before everything. I don't want to set the wrong expectation, but we're just, you know, we're able to get quicker lead time, so I'm pretty happy about that.
Does it help that you're part of a national network of companies? You know, we're going to be talking later on with a partner of yours, Pat Moran. Does that help you guys at all expedite some of the installs?
Oh, yeah. I really think that the volume of the amount of windows that we're able to produce every year, because of that, really does help get things here quicker. And even besides that, it's the service too, you know, with Window World, all these other Window Worlds will take over if any of them have any issues or let's say weren't around in 10, 20 years. So people are more comfortable with the lifetime warranty, because of that. So between like service parts and getting things a lot quicker, I think, it really is beneficial. That's one of the reasons why we actually kind of went for Window World in the first place.
So let's make sure people understand what you're saying there. Let's say someone north of us, a Window World franchise north of us, for some reason went out of business. The homeowner's warranty is still good because you guys may be the one coming up and servicing any warranty issues they may have. Does that make sense?
Exactly. There's about 230 nationwide. I think there's maybe 5 in Michigan. So it's unlikely because things are going great with all the different branches, but being locally owned and operated is huge in terms of strength and longevity. So our customers can be comfortable.
So let's digress then. Why Window World? Because it sounds like there's a heck of a network there, and it sounds like there's a lot of participation from the people at the national level.
Yeah, so I think a lot of the reason why people decide to go with Window World is because, one, you know, for quality, we have a very we're very nationally recognized for our quality. We get like the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval every year, things like that. We're known for quality, but also just, I mean, it's family owned and operated, like I mentioned. So we're there every day. We're making sure that you are taken care of, because that's all we want. You know, we want you to only make this purchase once, and that purchase to be with us, because we cover enough things that if anything were to go wrong with the window in 10 or 20 years. But the ultimate goal is no maintenance. I mean, you shouldn't have to do a single thing after we install these windows. And we're going to make sure that that happens for you.
Now, the CEO of Window World, who's basically on top of all the franchise you've been talking about, is Tammy Whitworth. And she promotes those family values. Talk about how, from the top down, those family values are so important to Window World.
Yeah, I think it really shows, because when they're looking for new people to open up these different areas, they actually look for those values you're talking about. But what they are is just really, you know, just caring for what you're doing, caring for the company, your customers, and having a work ethic. You know, when you open one up, I mean, her and her family started this in the first place. You know, her father-in-law started the very first Window World. Her and her husband took over in 2010. She eventually took over, 2002. Then she eventually took over in 2010. And keeping it in the family, I mean, that to me, that's huge, because it shows that it's something you care about. It's like having another kid that you care about. You want to make sure that that kid is taken care of. And it really shows all the way down to the local level.
I love it. Well, let's continue this discussion after we take a short break, Niall, because I got to tell you, there's a ton of things people need to know about Window World that we haven't even scratched yet. Right, partner?
You got it. Hey, stick around for the next hour. We're going to only teaching you about the company Window World.
And Niall Sheena.
Yes, Niall Sheena. Niall Sheena from Window World. How you doing, buddy?
Doing pretty good, thanks.
Hey, before we get going, I got to ask Chuck a question, because you told me just over the break that your son had bought you a golf bag. Way cool, Chuck. Has he paid for your golf yet?
He has in the
All
past.
Right. Good.
And he always offers, even though, yeah.
My son's of the opinion that, Dad, you paid for me all my life, and I'm going to pay for you for the rest of yours, which I really like. What about you now? Will you pay for your dad to golf? But I don't think
he doesn't really golf much, but trust me, he's not against saying yes when I offer to pay for something.
Well, I'm sure he pays you well, right?
Well, you know, I get paid in fulfillment of working with my father. Let's just put it that way.
Good answer.
You guys could have chosen a lot of different companies to ally yourselves with. Why did you choose Window World?
Yeah, honestly, we were looking for a while. We almost opened up our own, like a Sheena Windows or something like that. But really, when we sat down and thought about it, you know, we wanted kind of a hybrid situation where we could work for ourselves, put our care into, you know, our service for our customers, and run things our way, you know, straightforward and just, you know, shooting straight and let them know how it is. But still having a strong backbone, like that national service network, that lifetime warranty that comes with the windows, national recognition. And when Window World came across, you know, they were in J.D. Power listings for highest in customer satisfaction a few years in a row. And my father was reading that and looked into Window World, and it almost seemed perfect.
Well, it is perfect, because you knew it was a quality window. And when you have a company like Window World standing behind you, and it still blows me away when I hear that they cover glass breakage. You know, I mean, a kid can throw a rock or whatever it may be how many times through glass. You'll come back for no charge and replace that glass for the customer.
Could be a rock from a lawnmower, could be a kid's baseball. You know, if it's happening on a regular basis, we might get a little suspicious there. Kenny, throwing rocks at your windows just to see us again.
Well, maybe not the windows. I'm missing whatever I'm throwing the rocks at.
Yeah.
So now, but you guys also build a little better product than a lot of people even understand. So the odds of having that glass break are less with a Window World window. Explain why.
Oh, yeah, that's a really good point, actually. See, we cover glass breakage because our glass is twice as thick as most competitors. It's about 1/8 of an inch thick glass, whereas most are using 1/16. So not only are you getting thicker glass, which helps with strength for, you know, other reasons, security reasons, but obviously accidental reasons as well. It's huge. I mean, most companies, if a rock went through your window or patio door, you either got to fight with the lawnscape company or just go take care of it, you know, yourself if you're the one mowing the grass. And you have to buy a whole new product. With us, we come out, we take care of you, and we bring you a whole new panel.
Whole new panel.
No questions asked. That's right.
How about the energy efficiency issues with your windows compared to others? Because people don't know. Windows are windows.
Yeah, a lot of people just think that way. And unfortunately, you know, it doesn't really translate when it comes to your bills. I mean, certain windows will help you out better than others on your energy bills. Some of them have better U factors, for example, which is how you measure energy efficiency in glass. Ours, you know, our U factor and just our fixed window, which does not open, the picture window, or our casement crankout, those are almost exactly the same as what pretty much, I want to say the vast majority of what our competition in this area serves as their triple pane window U factor. And I'm talking our double pane. So not only are you paying double pane prices, not only are you most likely paying better prices, I should add, but with our double panes, you are getting near triple pane value if you were to go with a different competitor for your energy efficiency.
Now, Niles, one thing that people have heard, and this is no surprise to anybody that's listening over the years, people have historically been afraid to call out window salespeople. And we have got many emails about Window World from our listeners over the years telling us how low, I mean, literally low pressure you guys are. You're not going to have to be threatened to get out of their house. Talk about what people can expect when you come and knock on their door, Niles.
Yeah, so all of our guys are trained, you know, because it's not just me going out, although I do really enjoy coming out. You know, all of our guys are trained to, you know, be nice with the customer, be kind with the customer, walk them through, teach them about the products, and put on shoe covers. I mean, you know, we want this to be an easy process where people feel comfortable with us. In fact, people afterwards, they even miss some of our design consultants and some of our people. You know, it felt like they were part of the family. I wish they came back. You know, we're doing the opposite approach. You know, no abrasive actions, no, you know, hiking up the price and calling your manager a bunch of times to bring it down. We're trying to be the opposite approach, which is honestly, in my opinion, much more just comfortable for the customer, which is what we want from A to Z.
I mean, you'll do menu pricing and you'll show it to people, right?
Exactly. All the prices are printed right there. So we just build their dream window with them. You know, if they want colors, I can show them how much those are. If they want grids, there's an item line for that, you know. And you get to see, you know, a lot of people, they're conditioned backwards, into backwards thinking with these companies because they beef up the price in the first place. They cake it. And then they offer them these quote-unquote discounts. But that's not really how much it costs in the first place. They're just doing that to make you feel like you're getting something and then pressuring you by saying, well, you have to sign now to get that price, you know. Same thing with, like, false coupons, false, like, deals that they're running and stuff like that. It's all just kind of to get the customer in a place where they can kind of push them and push them towards signing, whereas that is not at all what we do. You know, I've had people come and interview with us where they're surprised that we actually go back later after the customers had some time to decide to sign them up for windows, you know. And in fact, most of the people that I sign, it's the second or third time I'm meeting them, which we're very happy to do.
Well, Niles, as proof of what you're talking about, Nick from Waterford wrote in and said, I had three huge home projects over the summer, deck, brickwork, and doors and windows. Getting the house sealed up was his number one priority. Halima and his family took great care of my home and are very responsive, never making me feel like they didn't have time. Love the warranty and the final product. 17 windows and 3 door walls. Let's talk about those door walls as well, Niles. Great job, by the way.
Yeah, those patio, oh yeah, thank you. I remember him too. He's a really nice guy. Those patio doors, you know, we make them unlike anyone else. I mean, the screen itself actually is hanging from the top because most screen doors, you know, they get clogged in the track, right? The wheels are on the bottom. You know, you're having a tough time pushing them after the first year. having the screen hung from the top.
You need a Q-tip to clean them out.
Yeah, exactly. Having the screen hung from the top is just, it's like a shower door, one of those barnyard doors. You know, it's ease of use. Nothing can get in there to clog it. It's nice to clog it. It's nice and easy to use over long periods of time. We have a thick fiberglass sill cover on the exterior threshold piece. So that piece you step on, right? I mean, most door wall competitors, it's it's a piece of vinyl, you know, with ribs in it and things like that with the tracks. And it feels like you're stepping on a Lego every time you have to exit your house, right? it's a nice, smooth fiberglass sill cover, so it's got strength, but also it's just easy to step on, you know, easy to walk over. Little things like that we put into our products, you know, which is why we keep winning awards again and again for them.
And you also have a show where people can go see them, touch them. Where's that at?
Yeah, so we're in Commerce on Haggerty Road, so not too far from you know, where you guys are at. It's we're between if you're on Haggerty Road, it's between Richardson and Pontiac Trail. So that little stretch there, you can't miss it.
Okay, and you got all the products, the doors, the windows that people can go take a look at that office, and they can find the information at theinsideoutsideguys.com as well.
And coming up, we're going to be talking with Pat Moran for at least a segment, right, Ken, who's supposed to be on with us from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, a great partner for Window World. He's also going to be talking about some of the charities that Window World is involved with, and they're great charities. People are going to want to stick around for this next segment of Window World. Stay tuned for more with the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by Window World, only on News Talk 760 WJR. An hour featuring Window World. Chuck, we have another great guest for people to talk to and listen to right now. Please introduce our guest to the audience.
Well, exactly. This is such a great company. And of course, people know Haleem and Niall pretty well. And a long time ago, they met a gentleman named Pat Moran, who also works with Haleem. But Pat's got an extensive background with corporate Window World, as well as a franchisee. Pat, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great, guys. How are you?
We are blessed.
Awesome. Things couldn't be better. How's the weather there? A little warm, I assume. Where do we find you today, Pat?
Yeah, today I'm in Pittsburgh.
That's warm there, too.
Yeah, I have a store down here in Pittsburgh, so that's where I'm at today. And yes, it is warm.
So you have a store in Pittsburgh. Do you have other stores as well, Pat?
Sure, I do. A total of 7 stores altogether. We have one in Weirton, West Virginia, Youngstown, Ohio, Cleveland, Akron, and Toledo. And, you know, the funny thing is that I listen to you guys from Youngstown on Saturday mornings. When Niall and Haleem are on the air, I'm listening.
Well, God bless you. Our show and our station has a really extensive reach. So I guess we're also talking to people in all of your markets as we talk today then, right?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, we have a lot of Ohio listeners. People down there, they send us emails on a regular basis.
Yeah, and phone calls. So, Pat, what's your background with Window World?
Well, we started with Window World in 2003. So we're coming up on our 20th anniversary that we're going to be celebrating here next April. And our first store was in Youngstown, Ohio. And then we went to Pittsburgh and so forth and so on. So I've had a lot of years with Window World. We are store number 84 in Youngstown. That was our first store. And, you know, I've sat on the board of directors for Window World for several years. And so we have a big history with them.
You know, one thing we love about Haleem and Niles is the family aspect. And they talk to us all the time about the family aspect at Window World. And that's one of the many advantages. What are some of the other advantages you have at Window World? You have so many locations. Are most of those family owned as well?
Well, you know, across the United States, there are 240 locations. The only place we are not Hawaii. We're not in Alaska, but we are in Hawaii. So we have stores all over the country, and most of them are family-run businesses. We have, like I said earlier, we have 7 locations, and you know that's what our whole goal is in our business, is to be a family-oriented business and to treat our employees like their family.
And family, when you get family-owned businesses, they love their communities. And you guys do a lot of communities. You get involved. Your families get a lot involved with the communities that Window World works in, correct?
Yeah, we, in fact, just this past Monday, we had our Window World golf outing. And it benefits a charity out of the Eastern Ohio, and it's through the Catholic Diocese, and it's called the Beatitude House, and it helps women and children. And this is our 26th year in doing that. And this year we have raised more money than ever. We grossed on the outing a little over $101,000.
Oh my God.
And we will net around close to $80,000 when it's all said and done. So, so it was really, really exciting. We had tremendous participation. Our community is so giving, and we love that. You know, and in conjunction with that, we deal with, you know, the United Way, Salvation Army, and of course, our big one is St. Jude's. We do a lot of work with St. Jude's. And since we've started with Window World, between us and our customers, we are really, really close to just going over $1 million in donations for St. Jude.
That's wonderful. That is unbelievable. And that is a tremendous charity to be involved with. If anybody doesn't know, St. Jude's literally provides care for children who have cancer, and that's just awesome. You want to talk a little bit more about the involvement that Window World has with both veterans through their military initiative and St. Jude's, Pat?
Of course. You know, St. Jude's, we are a platinum sponsor for St. Jude's. Because, you know, charities aren't just charities. You know, I've seen companies come and go in my industry and my time involved in this, because I've been doing this for over 40 years. And, you know, that I've seen companies say, well, we're going to give to the Cancer Society, or we're going to give to this, and we're going to give to that. But believe me, I've seen so many companies that take the money and the money never got to where it was supposed to go to. St. Jude's, it is a real process to get involved with them. You just can't say, hey, I'm going to take money for St. Jude's and then send it to them. No, you have to be approved with St. Jude's. And they want to make sure that if you're going to say that, that you're going to follow up and do that. So we're really, really proud of that. The Veterans Initiative that we have nationwide is a program that Tammy, the owner of Window World, and a group of her board members went to Washington, D.C. and met with the Department of Labor and the military and talked about this. Again, you have to be approved for this, but we are in our second year of the military initiative of hiring military personnel, both in our administrative side, in our sales side, and in our installation side. So we're looking for military people that are good workers. And, you know, when you're in the military, you follow, you know, step one, two, three, and sure, so forth. And so that's what we're looking for. We're looking for some good people. Doesn't the military say that too? They're looking for good people.
Yeah, the few, so the proud.
We're kind of the same.
Yeah, exactly. So you're looking for military people. I'm assuming you're looking for good people in general as well. What kind of people is Window World looking for? What is the atmosphere, the culture at Window World?
Yeah, no question. And thanks for asking, because you know what we're looking for is number one, reliability. Number two, people who care about their job, who want to do their job and do it right, and care and just care. You know, I know that and I don't want to get political here, and I'm not going to, but the wages have risen. And I think that we are very, very competitive with our wages. We don't want people to work for nothing. That is beyond, way beyond anything that I would ever think. I pay people for what they do, and I love doing that. But we're just looking for great people who can do a job for us and be reliable. That's what we're looking for.
I think the culture you create makes all the difference in the world, too. The fact that you install a product that is guaranteed to perform for the buyer actually impacts your people on site every day as well, don't you think?
Well, I think on the installation and sales end, yes. Administrative, you know, they're doing all the paperwork and what have you. But when a salesman goes out and he can design a home the way that the customer wants it designed, and they can build a picture in the customer's mind of what it's going to look like. And then it's up to the installer to come out and do his job and be proud of it when he's done. And I think that that's one thing that we look for also, is that installers can come in and do a job and really sit back and look at it and say, wow, I love what I just did.
Yeah. With the supply chain issues, does it help that you have multiple locations compared to other types of product and competitors?
Oh, no doubt. We're hearing that a lot from different ends of our industry. We can get products a lot quicker and faster than most people because of, number one, the vendors that we use, the window vendors that we use that manufacture the windows. We sell and install so many windows that we're a priority for them. So I think that helps us a lot. Our supply chain isn't as bad as most others. We'll put it that way.
That makes perfect sense. Pat, you've given us a bunch of reasons why people should consider Window World. I mean, your culture being the main one. The fact that you help our veterans and you help the kids that are hurting. You'll know this, but St. Jude's is very dear to Chuck and my heart. We love absolutely everything you're saying. One other thing people need to realize that is huge for Chuck and I and our listeners, real quick, talk about your lifetime warranty on anything. We love saying someone can throw a ball through it and you'll come out and fix it. That is just a great warranty. Whose idea was that? Why did you do that lifetime warranty no matter who owns the house?
Well, I think that the idea is, for me anyway, was always to separate ourselves from the pack. In other words, all other manufacturers, they give the manufacturer's warranty, which can be anywhere from 1 year on certain things up to 10 years on certain things and maybe 20 years on other things. Whereas we just say, look, we realize that it's kind of minimal on our windows, the service that we have. So that's why we do what we do, because our averages, we know that we can do it.
Excellent. Excellent. Pat Moran, you guys just run a class act. We are thrilled to have Window World as a team partner. We don't even ask. We know you guys are going to continue to take care of our listeners for years to come. Thank you so much for coming on with us today, sir.
Thank you. Thanks, I appreciate you guys. Thank you very much.
God bless you.
Thank you. It's Pat Moran, owner of Window World. Thank you very much, sir. Have a great day. All right, you listen to the Inside Outside Guys. We will be back with this special bonus hour sponsored by Window World on AM 760 WJR.
It's an extended hour of the Inside Outside Guys on WJR, sponsored by Window World, Detroit's exterior remodeler. Visit windowworld.com for an estimate on windows, doors, and siding. Here are Ken Calverley and Chuck Bridenstine.
Niall Sheen, a family-run company right here in Commerce Township. Niall, you've got one segment to sell people on what a great window product that is. So
Patches did a great job.
Yes.
Yeah, honestly, the products do speak for themselves, so I don't really have to do anything. Just let me come out and I can show it to you.
How do people get hold of you?
So our number, where they can get a free estimate scheduled is 800-550-4189. Make sure you tell us that you heard us on the Inside Outside Guys, because we'd love to hear that.
Chuck, I got a question for you, sir. Many houses you've built over the years, what kind of window did you prefer for that house? Vinyl, fiberglass, or wood for your homes?
You know what? The quality vinyl product wasn't there.
Back then. Right.
And you talk to somebody like Niall, and he'll change your mind on the quality of virgin vinyls. Niall, you want to speak to that issue instead of me?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you have a really good point. There's different types of vinyl, right? I mean, there's vinyl that's, that's composite grade, recycled, broken down, turned into this new product. You know, they take all these other types of products, break them down and turn it into something new. And it just doesn't have the structural integrity of something that's only ever been extruded to be this, right? And so your builder grade companies will take that and put them in the homes. You know, I'm not you, of course, but I'm talking about the builder grade. You know, we all know the ones we're talking about who like to just find really anything they can on sale, I'll put it, and put them in homes. And it gives vinyl windows a bad stigma. I mean, that's kind of what a lot of competition like to take that and run away with it and say all vinyl is like this. But not every car is the same. Not every phone is the same. You know, if the product is engineered and designed the way ours is, you don't need anything else because it'll last you a long time. And if anything breaks, it's warranty, right?
But Niles, we can do that with so many different building materials in a house. At one time, it was crap. And through the years, okay, it became perfect. And here's what I want to make clear to people. Nobody's going to give a lifetime warranty on something they do not think is going to last and perform well.
And good housekeeping.
Yeah, you know, earlier this spring, we hit 21 million windows nationwide, right? 21 million. That's more than any other window company. And the thing I just like to tell people is we would go out of business if we were fixing 21 million windows. I mean, we would not be around.
That's a good point.
You've made millions of people happy with your window. And the main reason people love your window so much, like you said, you guys come in and you're not. I got to think more people are going to make the decision to buy when someone's not pressuring them. And that's one of the great things we love about Window World. We know when you come in, we've never had an email saying anything but good things about you and your family and your company. And
we appreciate that. Thank you.
Yep, and you guys. Go ahead, Chuck.
I was just going to say, how about when you talk about we've talked about vinyl? How about little things like caulk and caulk technique, and who actually installs the window?
You know, I was actually thinking of that when you were talking about what kind of windows you put in there, because you could have the best window out there. I mean, but if you put it in wrong, you're going to have the same problems that a bad window would give you, right? Leakage, air leakage, hot and cold coming through that really shouldn't be. You need to be using the quality material. Like the right type of caulk, the right type of foam. All these companies out here, they're typically using subcontracting groups that have their own insurance and they pay, or lack of, and they pay their guys, you know, the same amount per window, and those guys got to go out, pay their guys, of course, buy their insurance, and then they're responsible for buying their material. And then what's their incentive to go into the aisle where they could find something really of great quality that costs a little bit more? Unfortunately, the incentive's not there, so you don't really get that. We're actually lucky right now. The vast majority of our installers are just directly hired. They're exclusive with us. We're not dealing with anybody else, you know, and we get them using the type of material we want them to.
Well, Niles, we've been to the aisles in your storeroom behind your showroom, and you all have one material. And when it comes to caulk, you use one material that every one of your installers uses because Window World has to stand behind it. You guys keep all that stuff well stocked up for your customers.
Oh, yeah. It's that OSI Quad Max is what we were showing you. That stuff, I mean, it doesn't need oxygen to cure, right? We live in Michigan where it can rain for 5 minutes and then go away, and then rain for 2 hours and go away. And something that doesn't get affected by that, what I mean by it doesn't need oxygen to cure is other types of caulking. You know, if it gets wet, it really does interfere with the curing process. But this stuff, you could put it in a glass of water, and it would cure just fine 2 days later, which is not typical whatsoever. It's really strong stuff as well. You know, it's very malleable. It moves with the products. When the vinyl, the brick, or the wood in your home all expand and contract at completely different rates, this stuff's moving with it.
So, Niall, a big fear when people have windows replaced is that they're going to lose a lot of glass area. How does Window World counter that fear?
Yeah, so there's different types of installs. I mean, there's a regular pocket insert install, and then if they were worried about glass, losing glass, you know, we can actually go ahead and do a full frame down to the stud. So we rebuild in, put that window exactly where your old window was, and that counters those issues, those common, and it's only really for people who care about that I would suggest that, unless they have a lot of rot in the sill where we would need to do it. But it's a way to kind of keep that from happening.
Let me make sure. let me make sure we tell people, if you're hearing Niall's voice, you can get a Window World representative to your home. Very easy. Go to the insideoutsideguys.com, click on Window World. Someone will come out to your home. And you mentioned earlier you're not having the material shortages a lot of other companies out there are having. If I were to call you today, Niall, so I'm a homeowner, I call you today, how soon till someone gets out there to take a look and measure up the windows, and how soon could we expect to wait for those windows to be installed?
Yeah, so again, it's as long as there's no specialty orders or anything like that, that take a little bit longer. We're about 7 to 15 weeks out on that. You know, we have somebody measuring within a few business days, actually. You know, after we finalize everything with your order, pick out exactly what you want, the office will process that information and then reach out to you, and you get to pick when the measure is. So we work with your schedule. I mean, we don't tell you, hey, we're coming out at this time. We work with your schedule. We know people are busy these days, and this is the last thing they want to think about during a busy summer. So we try to work with their schedule as much as possible.
A lot of your competitors will have stock windows they've already built sitting in a warehouse somewhere that they're trying to sell to you. Does Window World do that, or do they build them all custom?
Yeah, so every single window is custom built for your opening, right? When the measure tech comes out, they're measuring that window in six different places. Just for a single window.
And that's what Chuck was talking about earlier, to make sure that window is measured properly and goes into that opening. Unfortunately, two other people, they'll have a 24 by 24 inch opening, and they only have a 20 by 20 window, but somehow they'll make that work. That does not happen at Window World.
Absolutely not. How they'll make that work is by building it in with wood. Then you have to worry about how to finish it on the inside, finish it on the outside. You'll have really thick molding. It's not exactly what it's cracked up to be. They make it sound good, though. You want the window to be built for your home. It's built for your opening. You know, it's made sure that it won't fit anywhere else.
248-940-1533. Once again, that's 248-940-1533. Get you on Niall's, Sheena, and Window World franchise. Also, you can go to the insideoutsideguys.com or go to them directly at windowworlddetroit.com.
Niall, how about window films? I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine. I was saying, you know, they can enjoy right now 18 months, absolutely no interest as well. So same as cash.
Wow. See, let's stick with that for a second, because that's what I was talking about earlier. So many companies like yourself making these apps even more easier to purchase over time. You can break that down to a daily price or a weekly price or a monthly price. There are tell people, there are calculators you can download that will tell you exactly what your payment is. But for zero interest, that's really easy to figure out. I don't care how much money you have in your account. Why wouldn't you do that as a homeowner?
That's exactly right. At the end of the 18 months, if you added up every single payment you made, it would be exactly the same as what we quoted you and then what we signed for. You're not paying any extra. A lot of companies out there, they'll try to have their own versions of this. You know, 60 months, no interest, 48 months, no interest. But then they turn around and they tell you, well, 10% off for cash or 20% off for cash. But if you flip that around, it's another situation where they're conditioning you to think backwards, because they're beefing up that price in the first place. If you think of it the other way and think of, well, if I have to pay 10 or 20% more to use your financing, that sounds a lot like interest, right? It's just front loaded and then marketed completely differently. Whereas with us, we're offering this for our customers. This is from us to you. You know, we're going to take care of them.
It's called upfront pricing, and I'm sure you have other plans for people who may not have the income or as good as credit as well. So, listen, you guys, you always do a great job for our listeners. You always do a great job coming onto the show and explaining exactly what Window World's about, and your partner, Pat Moran, is just a great guy. We love the charities you're involved with. Hopefully people really listen to that. It just gave them another reason when they're getting new windows, why they want to deal with Window World. Niles, thank you, brother. Hey, and congratulations on your marriage, and long and happy. We're really happy for you, bud.
God bless you, Niles.
Thank you, guys. God bless you, too. Always a pleasure.
All right, buddy. Take care. Hey, this has been the Inside Outside Guys featuring our very special guest and friends, Window World Detroit. We'll see you next week, everybody, right here on AM 760 we'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. right here on AM 760 WJR.